And this is your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. I'm Corey Hargith in studio with you. And joining me today, if I remember to turn on his microphone here, we have the mayor of Owatonna, Matt Jessup. Welcome.
Good to be here, Corey. Thanks for having me.
And so this was just a great opportunity to, since we're still new into this segment and everything, right, to bring you in here and just really give the community a chance to really get to know you more so than, okay, a lot of people already do.
You bet.
To say the least, you're very involved in this community.
It's certainly been a point of mine, you know, to be involved. Nothing that I've done to this point has been to get me here. But all of the things that I've done, you know, just by wanting to be involved in the community more and more as I've grown older, is what got me to this point. So it's been a great journey, and I'm just looking forward to what comes next.
And we were kind of joking around here before we went on the air that, you know, you haven't had to freeze the last couple of mornings, because one of the things you do, everyone will just see you standing out there outside St. Mary's School along Cedar Avenue, yep, in the morning, greeting students, helping make sure they get into the classroom safely, yep, that sort of thing. Well, they haven't had school on two of the coldest days so far.
And oh, am I thankful for that. It just the idea, looking at the forecast on Sunday night, it's like, oh, geez. No, I did not relish the idea of standing out in that cold and those temps yesterday and today, but so it was a nice little reprieve, I'll admit.
So I got to throw this in there. I was kind of joking around too earlier that it's almost like the Owatonna School District knew a year ago that it was going to be this cold when they set the schedule.
I will give them all the credit in the world. Whoever did that, whoever handled the calendar, said, nicely done. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we could keep going on that for a while, I'm sure. But
it's weather in Minnesota, of course.
Oh, exactly. We knew it was going to come sooner or later. Let's talk about some of the other involvement that you've had in the community that, like I said, it didn't necessarily get you to this point, but, you know, it helps. It was helping get your name out there. Let's be honest.
Right. You know, a lot of my adult life has just kind of it wasn't intentional to get me to a certain point, but, you know, I've had public facing jobs all of my adult life. You know, it's when I was doing youth ministry through St. Mary's, St. Joe's and Sacred Heart. I bartended at Torrey's for almost 14 years and where I made a lot of connections. I was to that point of very much an introvert, but being behind a bar kind of forces you to get out there and talk to people and interact in a way that is maybe a little bit outside of the box for you. And, for me, especially, naturally. So those kinds of things, and then getting involved down at Owatonna Shoe, where I've been for the last 10 and a half years, you know, just those public facing things, talking to people and having that regular day to day interaction with a huge segment of the population of Owatonna just has been a real gift. It's been a positive experience. It's been a great thing, and it got me here. So I've got no complaints at all. My life has been good.
And all of that, it's a great way to really get to know your community.
Absolutely.
And you get to see the strengths and even the weaknesses. And I'm sure you've been trying to think of ways that, okay, how can we fix problem A?
Right.
And then, you know, make it into one of our strengths.
Right. And that's, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to attend the MLK Day event yesterday at the History Center through the Human Rights Commission. And the speaker that was there was just phenomenal. And, you know, she talked specifically about some of the things like that you just brought up, that you addressed. You know, taking those things that we find are our strengths, that we believe are our strengths, and using them to help people and to, you know, recognize when something is going on. You know, if there's something bad going on, we want to recognize it. And then what can we do to stop it? You know, having good intentions is great, but following through on those, that's what we need to do.
And that is absolutely what is happening with the city of Owatonna, because we've heard it time and time again, just the growth that we have seen in this community. Even what was it at the last council meeting? Was it over the last decade? They were just sharing some of the impacts that even tax increment financing has had.
Yeah, it's the smart use of tax increment financing in Owatonna has been just a boon to us. And we have some very smart, very capable people that have been here for a long time. And we look at Troy Klecker, who has been with the city of Owatonna for 30 years, an Owatonna kid who's just worked his way up. You know, we've had Chris Busey here for the last 17 years. And a lot of, like I said, just good, smart people who are putting together plans to not just keep businesses in Owatonna, but to attract new businesses to come to town and smartly use tax increment financing to expand the tax base, which benefits all of us in the end.
And so I think I got a little bit ahead of myself here because, you know, I go in one direction, then I just turn off and go down another way. I think we all do that. But anyway,
Understood. So
what drew you into wanting to run for the seat of mayor of Owatonna?
Well, there were a couple of people early on, year and a half, 2 years ago, that kind of planted the seed in my head. One of them being my current girlfriend, and on our first date, I was talking about Owatonna. Just how I feel about Owatonna and the passion I feel for the town really came through, and she said, "You should run for mayor." I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Well, then a few months later, a friend of mine approached me as my brother and I were out doing a Facebook ad on the corner by the shoe store. And as cars were driving by and we're standing there talking, I'm waving to cars. And he says the same thing to me. He said, "You should run for mayor." Again, ha, ha, ha. Well, over the course of the next few months, I'm starting to hear this from other people. I'm like, okay. And I start to take it a little more seriously. And there were some other things that happened. It just kind of helped me get there. But then when I heard that Tom wasn't going to run again, it was pretty much a lock. And then I said it out loud to the wrong person, and I knew I could never take it back. But it's not something I've regretted at all. And it's been just a fantastic journey from the time that, again, that first seed was planted to today, sitting here with you.
And I think one of the big pieces that came out to me during that entire mayoral campaign there was not only your interest in the spot, but the fact that we had, what was it, four or five others?
We had four candidates running total.
Yeah.
And yeah,
you don't see that very often.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, it was very, very encouraging, you know, to see the kind of interest that the spot drew. And all of us have different backgrounds. And I think we all made each other better candidates. You know, the experiences that we all have and listening to the stories that the other guys had and some of the passions that they felt, you know, it cements things for you as a candidate. You know, some of the things that you believe in, you're hearing being echoed by other people. But they're talking about other things. Okay, you know what? I never really thought of that before. So or maybe you did think of it, but it takes in a different direction. So again, you don't see that, but to have four people interested in running for an office like mayor of Owatonna was a very heartening thing.
And I have to think, too, it makes you actually have to put the work in if you truly want the seat. Because not saying that there's anything wrong with, you know, running unopposed, because it happens all the time. But it's easier to just slide under the radar in that case. This way, people actually get to know who they're voting for.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, and that was, I don't know if concern is the right word, but, you know, for a while, I was the only one on the ballot. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, running the idea of running unopposed. OK, you know, it makes for an easy win. But at the same time, I didn't want it to feel like it was something that I was just handed. So when the other guys did file to run, that was a good opportunity for me to stand out and talk about myself and present myself in a way that's going to appeal to people. And to, you know, tell people who I am if they don't know who I am. It made me a better person. It made the process a little more challenging, but it was definitely a good challenge.
I feel like we're just starting to scratch the surface here.
Oh, definitely.
So I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break here and hear from some of our great local businesses here in the local area. And we will be back with more of our conversation with Owatonna Mayor Matt Jessup when Community Connection continues. This all brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And we are back. back with your Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Joining me in studio today, Mayor Matt Jessup from the city of Owatonna. And Mr. Mayor, like I said before the break, we were just kind of starting to scratch the surface, I think. And we could probably go on all afternoon. I'm going to turn on your microphone, too. There we go.
Oh, thanks.
That's twice now that I forget to turn it on. See, I'm usually one. I don't have to have a microphone and people can hear me. So
I'm quite so the opposite. So.
But let's kind of jump in a little bit to talking about maybe some of the goals that you have in your position as mayor, because you were just sworn in a couple of weeks ago. Yep. You'll be taking part in your second official meeting coming up tonight. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but just let's talk a little bit overall goals at this point.
Sure. You know, one of the things that really drove me to want to do this and be a part of governance in Owatonna is, you know, to be a representative of who and what I think Owatonna is. And one of the incidents that really sparked my interest, and again, talking about who and what I believe Owatonna is, was, yeah, there was a time after Juneteenth in 2023 where some very ugly, racist, anti-Semitic literature was distributed in our own town. And it was, you know, I found it, and having lived most of my life in Owatonna, you know, I have that idea of who and what we are as a community. And this stuff that I found did not reflect. It was the antithesis of what I know Owatonna to be. You know, and it's one of those things where you know these kinds of attitudes exist, but you just don't want to believe it. Well, that kind of forced my hand, and you have to believe it. So, you know, I took to social media because that's what you do in the 21st century. I was fortunate enough to be contacted by Annie Herman from the OPP, and she did an article and an interview with me just talking about my feelings that I had after finding these things. So that was one of my first goals, is I wanted to be a representative of who and what I believe Owatonna to be. You know, I've lived here most of my life, and the attitude that was reflected in that moment was not it. So that's been a big thing for me.
And that really goes back to, you touch on it a little bit too with the presentation yesterday.
Absolutely.
For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, because yep. I was there as well. And just things like that really make you think a little bit more, not only about the community, but about yourself too.
Right, right. And that was one of the points that the speaker made, was, you know, having empathy even is a great thing. But until you take action, until you do something about these feelings that you're having, it doesn't do really anybody any good. You might you have that feeling that, yes, I'm against this or I'm for this, but until you stand up and do something about it, you know, put some skin in the game, that, you know, that's when the payoff starts to come.
So let's get into some of the things that are actually happening with the council, because just so happens, and this was not planned originally when we scheduled you to have you in on the day of a council meeting. I just happened to think of this morning, but it looks like you do have one proclamation that you're going to make tonight. Tell us a little bit about that one.
I do. So that was actually brought to me by a member of our city staff, and it's basically it's awareness of using salt as a, you know, a preventative measure in the winter. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we rely on it. It's just something we do, and it's great. You know, sidewalks get slick and slippery. You want to put something down to melt it. Well, it's just, it's awareness that, you know what, having too much of the runoff can cause damages in lakes and streams. It pollutes the water. It pollutes the environment around us. So nobody's saying stop using salt and stop using ice melt, but just use it in a more responsible way. Maybe back off a little bit, throw a little bit down there, clean off the sidewalks and melt, you know, melt those slick spots, but just don't overdo it.
That's actually a very good point, because we don't think about that. That's just one of those things I think we kind of take for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you think about areas down in the south that are getting hammered with snow as we speak here.
Right.
That they don't have that luxury at all.
No, not at all.
So, you know, we sit up here and laugh at them when they're getting just a little bit of snow and it cripples them. But they don't have what we have. So that proclamation will be made tonight.
Correct.
And there's also some things dealing with noise ordinance, things like that. And you guys are actually going to be talking about that in a study session, which is an open session.
Correct.
For the public. And
yep,
actually, let's even just touch on that, that all meetings are open to the public unless otherwise noted.
Yes, absolutely. You know, any of these meetings where there are four or more of us gathered, the public is welcome to come. So this study session that happens before the actual city council meeting, where we're actually talking about some of these issues, it's an opportunity for people to come and learn. You know, again, these meetings are open to any resident of Owatonna. Anybody who wants to come and sit in and listen to what we're talking about, you are more than welcome to. And we encourage that.
Because that's how you can really get involved in your community and know what is going on.
Exactly.
Because that is where all the business happens.
Right. Well, and you're right. You know, and it's one of those things where you can find out afterwards, or find out secondhand or thirdhand, or et cetera, from somebody else. Or you can come to these meetings and hear and learn. And at the end of every city council meeting, anyone that is in attendance is given 2 minutes to say something that's on their mind. If they have a concern, if they have something that they want to bring before the city council to maybe get some action on something, you're given the opportunity to do that. And it's a fantastic opportunity to directly address members of the city council, the staff of the city, and the mayor as well.
All right. I'm looking at the clock here, and we got to run.
All right.
Because we have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here at 1230. Then John Partridge will join you at 1 o'clock. Mayor Matt Jessup, thank you very much.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate
and
the opportunity.
We'll be back next week with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank, Owatonna on Cowles 100.9.